Today's daf is Tchul and daf Kufav, and we are on Kuf Hey Amid Beis, starting with the Va'amar Abaya, right in the middle of Kuf Hey Amid Beis. What is the, we're up to the one right after the foam, right after the foam. So Va'amar Abaya, just to note, there was an Ian Shearer, hopefully up from last night, on the waiting between Fleishiks and Milchiks. Feel free to enjoy that on OU.org, under daf Be'iyun. V'amar Abaya, Me'reish Hava Amina, Hayt Lo Achli Yarka Mikisha Da'asar Gina. I used to say that the reason that we shouldn't eat from bundles of vegetables directly that the gardener tied up, it looks like I'm ravenous, it's not such derech eretz to eat right when he brings the bundles, and I'm going to grab it from him and eat it. So, I can't, Rashi says, Shein Yochol Laham Tenashi Atirenu. You can't wait until they get untied. Amar Limar, but then I heard, Mishud the Kashi Lakshaf, and the reason is because it is Kashi, it could, maybe there's some type of spell on the bundles, and that could lead to problems. Rav Chizden, a story related. Rav Chizden, Rabba Barafuna, Havi Ka'azli Ba'arva, Rav Chizden, Rabba Barafuna, were once going on a boat, Amra Luhu, Hahima Trunisa, there was a woman on the boat that said, Osim Badaihu, can I please, is this seat taken? Can I please sit next to you? Lo osvuha. They did not let her sit next to her. Amra milsa. So she got upset, so she said something. Amra milsa. Something. What does Rashi say? Lacha shel machshefos. She said some type of spell, incantation. Asarta la'arva. Literally, she tied the boat, meaning she made the boat not move. So the boat was just sitting in the water. Amru inhu milsa. Sharyua. So they said something back, and they made the boat go. The Amr Lahu. So she said, Mayav Lahu. What can I do to you, rabbis? I have no control. But you don't wipe yourself and clean yourself after the bathroom with shards, which the Gemara says elsewhere also is kasha for, dangerous. You don't kill lice on your clothing. Also something that could lead to kishus, lead to difficulties with the negative, dangerous forces. And also, you don't eat from vegetables that were tied up from the gardener. So you see from the story that she said that, you know, if you would not be mocking about this, I would have some control over you. But because you don't, I do not have control over you. Rashi here has two opinions. What milsa was said by the Rabbanan back. What milsa was said? Rashi says, Amri inu milsa. You see the Rashi? Af heino yubakiyin bedavar. V'osin lahatzil atzma miyad ha-mechshol. Dear number one was they also said some type of kishuf. Right, because there was she had done kishuf, so to get back at her, to get the boat going, they said something back. So that first daya is much discussed in the poskim. Is one allowed to use kishuf? A is kishuf usur for good purposes? Right, there's a halacha that we'll get to that we're not supposed to do kishuf, or is kishuf something different than maisa? There's maisa kishuf versus maisa shadim. Right, we discussed in various halachas in Maseches Sanhedrin. So this Rashi is quoted as saying, if it's to save yourself, if it's to counteract other kishuf, sis mi mutter. Right, that's what Rashi says here. The first day, they also are biki and bedavar, and they used it in order to counter. That's what the Yavshal Shlomo seems to say here. And others say that these fasemes, also elsewhere, you're allowed to use kishuf in order to save oneself. So the Shulchan Aruch also talks about in, we'll get to it a little bit later down, in Simen Kufayin Tesp. There is, I saw the Margalis HaShas, he quotes that in some versions of the Gemara, the second milsa was spelled without the aleph at the end of it. It was the first one they said milsa, and this one they said milsa. What's milsa? If you switch around the letters, mechashefa lo sechaya. Actually, without switching around the letters, just mem lamed suf. They said mechashefa lo sechaya, and that itself countered the kishuf that was done by the first woman. That's what is suggested. I'll tell you who it was. All right, good. Yom Kippur, we learned. Maybe Gula Laolam, you got to say it, B'Shem Amro. So the, it was said by the Yalkut Avodas Yisrael. How could I vote this Israel? Okay, we go further. Okay, the Marsha points out that she went over to them and says, why, I don't have any control over you. I don't have any control over you because she thought that her spell didn't work at all. Like what, if she would have seen her spell works, they could get back. But the spell had some control, so the Marsha suggested maybe she didn't realize that the boat stopped at all because right away they said the spell back. Okay, weiter. the Amar Abaya. Mirei Shava Amina. Remember, why are we having all of these Amar Abayas? Because the first one was about Mayim Achronim. That's why we're having all of these Amar Abayas. First one was, I thought Mayim Achronim was only because of Zuhama, and I realized that it was also because of Ruach Ra'a. Okay, Vyamar Abaya, Mirei Shava Amina, Haidilo Achli Yarka, Dinafalatacha. I used to think that the reason we don't eat vegetables that fell from the table, Mishumi Asusa, because of it becomes dirty and disgusting when it falls on the floor, Amar Limar, Mishum Dekashe, Lerea Chape. Okay, on some deeper level, it can lead to bad breath if you eat the vegetables that fell down. Vyamar Abaya, which wasn't a good idea, even in the days of the Gemara. Vyamar Abaya, Meresh Hava Amina, Hai Delo Yasvi Tute Marzeva. The reason that a person shouldn't sit under a gutter, Mishum Deshovchim, because under a gutter you're going to get full of dirty water. Remember, in the days of old, they used to use their roofs for many things, not just porches, but use their roofs for many things, and that's why all of the Hilchas Makkah and the discussions in Maseches Makos about people smoothing out their roofs, are they going up, are they going down, and something slips down. So the Gemara suggests that one shouldn't sit under the waste drainage system of the roof, because it's going to be dirty. It's Shofchim. Amar Limar, and then I heard there's a deeper reason. That's where Mazikin like to hang out. To hang out under the shofchin of the gutters of the roofs. And story related, Han hu shkoloi. They were schleppers. Rashi says, no se ma'asaos bischar. Schleppers. Hani shkoloi. Davidaru chavisa dechamra. They were carrying a barrel of wine. Ba'i l'ispuche. They wanted to take a rest. Osvua tute marzevas. They put it down, and they happened to put it down under the one of marzeva, under the gutter. Paka, and all of a sudden, the whole thing smashed open. The whole thing exploded. The barrel of wine. Why? Also, I guess these shkoloi, these schleppers, were on such a level that they realized that something must be going on here. Was it normal for barrels to explode in the middle of nowhere? So, they went to Mar Baravashi. Afik Shipurei, he sent out a Shipurei, meaning he blew a shofar, and Shamte. He knew there must be a mazik there, so he put him in chayrim. The mazik cares about being in chayrim. So asal kamei. So all of a sudden the mazik appears in front of my baravashi. Amar leh, why tevedachi? So he says, why do you do that? Why do you make the barrel explode? Amar leh, again, remember, I didn't bring it, but we've spoken many times about the Emes Liakov and Pashas Va'era, that Kodesh Baruch Hu always makes the playing field even. And therefore, if there's a zman of tremendous kedusha, there's also a zman of tremendous tumah. If it's a time of bas kols and a time when Amoraim can do tchias ameisim, like the story of Rabbi and Reb Zera, and they can make golems, like the story of Maseches Sanhedrin. So, if there's such kochos of tara and kedusha, there has to be parallel kochos of tumah, and they were also aware of it. And it wasn't just in the times of the Tanaim, the Amoraim. Like many of the stories that I just mentioned were Amoraim, they weren't Tanaim. So therefore here too, talking about Mazikim and Shadim, so they were very in tune with the world of Kedusha and the world of Tumah. So that's where Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky suggests, that's where he tries to defend the Rambam. The Rambam who rejects all of the Gemaras about Shadim and about other voodoo issues of the Gemara, and the Rambam tries to rationalize, as is his wont, to say, this is what it means, that is what it means, as the Rambam does that in many stories in Chumash as well. Avram really didn't see angels, and Bilam really didn't speak to the donkey, and Adam didn't really speak to the Nachash. Right, all different approaches, but Rabbi Yaakov noting that almost all Achronim, including the Vilna Gaon, take the Rambam to task on this. How do you reject all these Gemaras? As the Graz Lashon, actually that I could read, Kufayim Tes. The Graz Lashon, which we've read in Parsha Shirim before, the Graz says that Kufayim Tes, right here, let me just find it quickly, the quotes for the Rambam, the Shulchan Aruch says in Kufayim Tes, Misha Neshacho Akrav Mutar Lulcha Shalav Afilu B'Shabbos. If somebody gets bitten by a scorpion, then one is allowed to say an incantation over that wound even on Shabbos. The afal pi she'ein adaver moel klum, even though it's worthless. We have a pharmacist here, right? That says it's worthless to do a lachash over. Ha'olam usukan hu, hitiru kadesh lo titarev daito olav. they think it's better. They think it's going to help. So you know what? Let them do it. It's good. It's, it's just not really going to help, though. So that line of the Shulchan Aruch is for the Rambam. Afal b'sheina davar mol klum. That line. So the Vilna Gaon says right there, Harambam, the Kalkaz of Bevarish Mishnah, Avakolabim Cholku Acharav, Acharav Cholku Acharav, Sharbe Laharbe Lachashim Nemru Begamara, including ours. There are many incantations said in the Gemara. Vahu Nimshach Achar HaPhilosophy. Right, he was pulled after philosophy. And here that it means rationalism. First one he quotes. Avra ihi milsa vasarta laavra. Our Gemara. She said it in Kedesh. It also appears in Shabbos, but that's why he's going to go to order. Oh, it's a Shabbos of Chulin. Right, she said it in Kedesh and she stopped the boat. Baruch Hashem. Have I looked this up again? He quotes all of these Gemaras. And then he quotes V'harbi v'chayosi b'zeh. He quotes the Gemara by Avisha Betzruya, trying to get David HaMelech back. Remember, David HaMelech was taken away by the giant. V'hator he'ida v'yu taninim v'ayin zohar v'chein k'miyin v'harbe v'komos v'lachashim rabo milispar. And he says again, V'hal philosophy hitaso berov lekha l'farish ha'gemara hakol b'derech ha'litzi v'la'akar osami pashton v'chas v'shalom eini ma'amin b'hem v'lo mehem. Umehamonam, avakol advarim heim kepashton, eloshiyesh bohem pnimius, lo pnimius shabale ha philosophy, shem chitzonius, el shabale ha emes. Those are the strong words of the Vilna Gaon against the Rambam, not taking any of the Gemaras kipshuto. So Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky comes along and says, the Rambam knew the Gemaras also, he knew he was saying a little tachika. So suggests Rabbi Yaakov, it doesn't sound that way in the Rambam, but suggests Rabbi Yaakov, maybe the Rambam just meant that Bizman Hazeh, they don't exist. But earlier, Bizman, when there was Baskols and Kohosaf Kedusha and Tara, then the Rambam would agree, like we said before, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu always has an even playing field. That's his suggestion. Okay, go look at that. He speaks about why is that in Va'era? Because that's where the magicians of Egypt are. That's why they're there, so that's why the Rabbi Yaakov talks about it there. Okay, let's continue. Says the Gemara. So we're in the middle of the story. So he brought the shade, the demon, he put him in Chayrim. And also, why'd you do that? They stuck that barrel in my ear. So what am I supposed to do? You know, I was taking a nice little rest under the gutter, and they stuck it in my ear, so it's not my fault. So Amar Lei, at beduchta the shchichi rabim, my boys. Well, it's not my fault. You went to a place that is commonly used, shchichi rabim. So, what do you want from them? At hu deshanit zil shlim. You were the one that was mishana, and you did something strange. So, like Baba Kama types of terms. So, you got to pay. So, he told the demon he's got to go pay. So, where does the demon get money from? We'll have to see that. So, amalei hashdenami look for limar zimna bepara. Okay, at least give me some time. Could get it right now, right? Just like you'd give anybody a certain amount of time to go collect the money. So give me some time. So Kavali Zimne, so fine, he was Kaveh him a time. Kimata Zimne. When the time came, Iakiv. So he was Ma'akiv. He didn't come. So Kiasa finally came a few days later, whatever it is. Amar Le, Amai Lo, Asis B'Zimnech. Why didn't you come on time? Ask my Barvashi to the demon. Amar Le. He says it was challenging, it was difficult. Why? Komili ditsayer v'chasim v'kayil umani. Anything that is closed up and sealed and counted and exact, less lon rishu salamishkal minei. We can't take it. We don't have any power over exact items. Ademishkachinon midi defkeira. Just gotta find something hefker. So it took me a while to find something hefker, because you asked me for a certain specific amount to pay for the barrel of wine. I couldn't get it. That's why it took me more time. Okay, two ha'aras on this. Number one is, there's an arzarua. There's a ruin in Hilchos Eiruvin. The arzarua says, arzarua in Simen Kuf Mem Zayin. Arzarua says in Kuf Mem Zayin, quoting Reb Yehuda Chassid, Haya Omer, Shahashedim Ma'aminim Batorah, Va'osam Kol Ma Sha'amru Chachamim. And they follow what the rabbis say. You see that? He says, "V'sha'alu mimenu imkein lama hu ba'al eishes ish." Why does Shadim? There's some unusual stories in the Gemara about Shadim doing averes and getting involved. V'heishiv lafisha pa'amim ploni tase lo shaloka hogan v'afilu b'lo yidiyasa. Sometimes people do things in spite of them and against them. So that's why the Shadim get upset. Kidamrina beperakal abasar. Like he quotes our Gemara. And then he quotes, so you have to pay Shalmanas Kain Kiblu HaTorah. And then so Baravash said back to him, you can do that, but you're going to have to pay for it, meaning you're still subject to the rules. So what are these Shadim? Again, if you talk about spiritual figures, they're a very, very low level. Very low level, like as close to humans as spiritual figures could get. Right, the Malachim are all, the Rambam talks about the 10 levels of Malachim. I think we spoke about that last week. We spoke about Kadosh, and Bar Kavod. But the Arz HaRoh says that Shadim have, there are many stories in the Gemara that Shadim are involved in the world around us. Okay. Number one. Number two, Tosfos here, but Tosfos elsewhere, he's here on the side, because Ein Tosfos and Tainus Tavches. Tosfos there discusses, the Marsha asked it over here, why is it, what does he say here? That anything that is exact, there's less power that the Shadim have on it. But then we have other Gemaras, Ein Bracha, Shari Ella Davar Hasami Min Ayin, and something that's not exact. Usually we don't like Ein Hara, we don't like to be so exact and point out specific names and numbers. Kanina Hara, somebody asks, oh, Kanina Hara, let me say a number of a family. So that's just the opposite of this Gemara. This Gemara says that there's less Shmira on items that are hefker and are uncounted, and that Gemara Tainus is the Gemara that's more popular, and that is that Ein Bracha Shari Ela B'davar Hasamim Min Ayin, and that's not exact, and that's not Nimdad. So the Tosfos says you have to be Mechalik between Shmira and Bracha. You're right, Shmira, it's like our Gemara, Zaz guarded. But in carding Bracha, you could have less Shmira with Bracha. It's just not mutually exclusive. So you can look at that Tosfos. And the Marsha also discusses that here, but we will leave it for now. One more story. Well, one more, again, statement of Abaya and another story. V'yomar Abaya, four lines from the bottom. Me'reish hava amina. I used to say, hi deshadi maya, mi puma dechatzva. The reason that we first pour off water from the tops of barrels, mishum tzivsa, because we're worried about tzivsa. Tzivsa are little like wood pieces, like stuff floating in the water. So first, before you drink from a barrel, you pour off the top. Amar le'mar, mishum de'ika mayim haraim. No, there's shadim and other items that hang out on the top layer of the water, so you got to pour it out. Rashi says, "Pavim shashasam and shade v'zu takanasam." And a related story. Remember, Abaya was very late. Think about it. With all these stories, right? So he was a late amora. Wasn't actually not so late. Now, Mar Baravashi was right before him. He's also right, Ravashi, Ravina and Ravashi. So Mar Baravashi. So all these stories happened very late in this Bismana Gemara. Right. Ravashi was right. Messiah, right. Ravina and Ravashi. So that's why Mar Baravashi was all on the border. So hi, Barshida, Tahavi Bei Rav Papa. There was a shade that used to work for Rav Papa. Really? So now he's not just a negative one. He used to use him, right? And that's this story is going to be a raya for certain Rishonim Lahalacha. So let's first read the story. Azal Asuya Mayiminare. He went to bring some water from the river for Rav Papa. Iyakev, and it took him a while. Kiyasa, when he finally came, Amru Le Amai Kavis. Why did you take so long? Amalu at the Chalfi, my Maram, I had to pour out the top, and the Mazikin were there. You know, they're my friends, so I had to pour it out. At the Hachi, meanwhile, Chazinu to Kashadu, Maya Mipum the Chatzva. Meanwhile, he saw the Kashadu Maya. They threw the water off anyway from the top of the barrels. So Amar, he says, if Havi Yadana the Regalisa Lemevet Hachi, if I knew that you do this anyway, Lo Yakvi, I wouldn't have had to do it at the river banks. I would have brought it back, and you do it anyway. So I didn't need to, I didn't need to do it myself. Tosfos points out, why didn't he do it himself? V'had Yaakov lo'asa ba'atzmo kein. Why didn't he bring it back and then pour it off himself? O shelo hodi'om, l'fi shahaya yari sheyakpidu alav shara shedim, imhaya modio. Or, either he didn't want to get in trouble with the fellow shedim. He didn't want them to take him out of the chevra. Inami ein moel elam kein shadi luha hu gavra guva the shasi. Oh, or maybe it only works if the drinker is the pourer offer, right? Only if the person who's about to drink pours it off, and if somebody else does, the shadim don't mind there. Period. So you see that here, there was a shade working for a papa. This is quoted by the Rosh and Sanhedrin and by other Rishonim. Is Maisa shade? There was one allowed to use a shade. Is that included in Kishuf? So the Gemara there is Machalik between Maisa Kishuf and Maisa Shadim. The Rosh quotes, at least for certain purposes, excuse me, it would be okay. Yireh, this is at the end of the seventh parak in Sanhedrin. Tekivet Reb Chiya bar Abba, v'yabaya, pirshu lanu mahein maisa shedim, mahein maisa kshafim. What difference does it make? Well, it's a daitan maskemes, shemaisa shedim, eino bechlal kshafim, umutarim. V'heim bechlal uvdat Reb Chanina Rav Oshia, di maisa shedim aser, kemaisa kshafim, mai nafgamina, b'ba shapirsh, mein maisa shedim, maisa kshafim. What's the difference? What do we have to know? Which is which? The Gemara tells us what exactly is this, what exactly is that. We discussed this a few months ago in Shul when we spoke about the magic shows, but the Gemara, this is quoted in the Tur in Siman Kufayin Tes. The Tur quotes the different opinions related to Maisa Shedim, Kadav Harama. This is the Yad Rama and that Gemara also. Shemaisa Shedim, Hubichla Maisa Kshafim. The Yad Rama is Machmir. Vechein Kadav Rabbeinu Yeshaya. Kal Adam Sha'ose Al Yedei Shemosav HaKadoshim. Oh, I never got back to the other day. I'm sorry. I forgot to mention, I got off track, the second day in that story previously, when the Amoraim said something to against the spell of the woman. So they said back, so we went into that whole first day of Rashi. Rashi goes the second day of there that they said Shem Hashem. Just forgot to mention that second day. V'yigadam Rishamu Shem. They knew they said she said Hashem Hashem. Okay, I'm sorry, I forgot to mention that second day in Rashi. So, but back to this tour. So the tour quotes from the Ramah and Rabbi Yeshaya. It is Aser Maisa Shedim. Kolab Shosai Dei Shemos of Hakadoshim Mutar Shu Gdulasu Gvrasu Shal Kadosh Baruch Hu Vein Aser Ela Al Yedei Shedim. So these we shown him say that only using Shem Hashem. After all, Moshe Rabbeinu. But Maisa Shedim using them is a problem. Vadonevia Rashzal Kotav Shemutter Lishoel Bohen Al Hageneva Sheino Se Maisa Avalasos Al Yodan Maisa Hayim is stopping Vayenotel Hatir Gambazet, as we just saw. There was a Notel Lahatir in those cases. But again, this is one of the Gemaras in Shas where we see Shedim being used by the Amoraim. Okay, there's more there, but we will continue. Okay, Kiyasa, third line. Kiyasa Rabdimi Amar Mayim Arishonim Hechilu Besar Chazir Achronim Otziu Azishim Ibaila. Someone who was not careful about Mayim Rishonim ultimately led to his being fed Chazir. Achronim Mayim Achronim, somebody not being Nizer in Mayim Achronim Otziu Azishim Ibaila, eventually led to a man having to divorce his wife. Kiyasa Ravin Amar, Ravin said it a little differently. Rishonim Hechilu Basar Nevela Achronim hargu es hanefesh. And my achronim led to murder. Wow, what's going on here? We'll see soon. Let's just read the entire entire section. Amar Rav Nachman bar Yitzchak v'simanech. How do you remember who said what? Asa Rav Dimi, when Rav Dimi came, afka. Asa Ravin katzla. So you remember who said the more serious one. Rav Abba masni chada mehani v'chada mehani l'chumra. Rav Abba had a combined version. He said the more machmir one in either case. He said that Rashi explains chazir is more machmir than nevela, because chazir is nevela and chazir, and nevela is just nevela. Rashi says, well, and he said that's why he said chazir for the first day, and he said killed from the second day. Period. Why is that just an important Rashi? The fact that he says chazir is the Gemara, but the way Rashi explains it, einisr chalalisr. So remember what we said yesterday, not yesterday, 2 days ago and 4 days ago. We said, what is the discussion in the Achronim? What does Einis or Chal Isser mean? Does that mean totally not Chal? Or does that mean it is Chal, but you don't get two punishments? But it's held in abeyance. And let's say somehow the first Isser disappears, the second Isser might be Chal. And the Gemara says in your Bamis that it could be have enough Gamin in terms of the olden days when they used to bury people based on how many Averis they had. Is he a Baal Averis Chamuros? So he'll be buried in a certain area in the cemetery. Or Averis Kalos? So he'll be in another area of the cemetery. So the Gemara has to say enough Gamina based on that. So this Rashi goes over there also. Chazir, an Isser Chal Isser, is already pig. How can it be Aser Mishum Nevela? So again, it shows that discussion, it seems like that the Isser is Chal, even though we say Ein Isser Chal Al Isser. Okay, period. What stories are we talking about here with the Basar Chazir and the other cases? So Rashi quotes it in short. the Basar Chazer case was a case, Rashi quotes on top, Sheyched Veni Yisrael, Mocher Basar Shchuta Li Yisrael. There was a certain storekeeper that used to sell different types of meat depending on his clientele, were they Jewish or not Jewish. So he used to give good shechted kosher meat to the Jews and to cook it and feed it to them. He used to feed the guy treif. And there was a Jew that once came and did not wash his hands before the meal. So he thought that he was not Jewish, so he gave him basar chazer. Right, that's a case of mayim rishonim leading to getting basar chazer. We've discussed in the past the sheet of the Rama. The Rama says in Arachayim, what happens if a person knows that their guest is not going to wash his hands for bread, are you allowed to even give him the bread? Related to Lifnei Iver. So the Rama paskins in Arachayim, it's Aser. Rama says it's Aser to give him because it's Lifnei Iver. You're giving somebody bread without having him wash his hands. So it's Aser. Lifnei Iver. Says of Shlomo Zalman, just the opposite of Bismanazeh. Remember that Shlomo Zalman in the Mincha Shlomo. Says of Shlomo Zalman, Bismanazeh. If I don't give him the bread, that's Lifnei Iver. That's going to drive them further away from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And therefore, I have to give them the bread, even if I know for sure that they're not going to wash their hands. Right? That's the discussion of Shlomo Zalman. Maybe not directly, maybe just put it down in front of them. I think I mentioned a couple of years ago, I had to use this for Shlomo Zalman once. Remember, it was Som Gedalia 3 years ago. I had a worker that came to fix my air conditioning or something, and then he was a non-Jew, and he walks in, and it was hot. He's like, can I just have a cup of water? So I'm like, ugh, Shlomo Zalman. What? Anyway, so I got him a cup of water, I put it down. I said, here you go. So, yeah, obviously, but no, it's Som Gedalia today. So, first of all, whether he knows or knows about it, even if he knows about it, he said, come on, I'm fasting Yom Kippur next week. I'm not doing Som Gedalia today. But either way, that was it comes up. Anyways, that's one. So number one, somebody doesn't wash their hands, it leads to Psar Chazir.
Okay, please, so to deal with.
Oh, it could be a question in a second. We'll deal with. Sorry? Dalakav's close, but he knew that his restaurant is open to Jews and non-Jews.
I'm talking about the guy with the water.
The guy with the water. If I give it to him, maybe he has a sickness. That could be. He looked like a robust, air conditioning fixer. Right, it could be. Could be, but exactly. Appearances could be deceiving. Well, the question is, the Dalakav's close, the post could say, only if somebody who has a chazaka of, right, if somebody is muchzak to be an over avera, Rabbeinu Yonah says in Pirkei Avos, then you have no chiyuv to be dalakav schus. If he's muchzak, so I don't know. This might have been muchzak over avera, but tir shenishma, not on purpose, but still in that case. Okay, that's number one. And the second story was it led to a woman divorcing her husband or killing her, or a man killing his wife. What was that? So that's the Gemara. Rashi quotes it in Shorim Masechus Yuma. So at the end of Yuma, Pei Gimel. The story goes that a number of the Tanoim gave some money to an innkeeper for safekeeping. And after they were going to leave, they go to the innkeeper and they say, where's our money? And he says, I have no idea what you're talking about. He denied the whole story. But they saw that he had lentils on his mustache and his beard. So they went to the wife and they said, your husband said that you should give us the money, and to prove it to you, it was great lentil soup tonight. And she says, oh. So she gave him back the money. So he realized what happened, and it's because, because he didn't wash my machronim, which he also would have washed his face and washed his hands and gotten clean beforehand. So this either led to one or the other of the husband being very upset. Right, so the Gemara says in Pegim on Vase, Chazu Tafre Asvame, Azlo Vyava Siman of the Debisu, Vishaklu, Lakisai of Aiso, they left. Azalio Vakatli Litse. Vishainu, the Tanya, Mayim Rishonim, Echilu Basar Chazer, by Machronim, Hargo Sadefesh. And that's the Yuma Pegim on Vase. Okay, but even for not such extreme reasons, it's a good idea to do Mayim Rishonim, it's a good idea to do Mayim Machronim, as we discussed yesterday. Okay, Viter. Where are we? Itmar. Itmar. So now for the rest of the daf today, we're going to talk about what you are allowed or not allowed to do. Mayim Rishonim and Achronim. Says the Gemara. Itmar. Chame Ha'ur. Chame Ha'ur, water that was heated by a fire. Chizkiya Omer. Chizkiya says you cannot use them. Rabbi Yochanan Omer. Rabbi Yochanan says you can use them. What is Chame Ha'ur? What are we talking about here? So Rashi, Bachalokas Rashi Tosas. Rashi says we're talking about water that is somewhat hot, And even though earlier it said, we had yesterday's daf, that you could use hot water for Netilas Yadayim, as long as it's not Yatsa Ledes Bo, but Chizkia argues, and Rashi says, the Chizkia Tanahu. Chizki is a Tana, and therefore he is allowed to argue on the Tanoim, even though Itmar, usually, if they add this in for Rashi, even though Itmar usually introduces a discussion of the Amorayim, these are early. Rabbi Yochanan also. Rabbi Yochanan is also early. So Rabbi Yochanan, the question is, Rav Tanu Palog, Rabbi Yochanan, what about Rabbi Yochanan and Rav? So, but Rashi says this is a very early Chizki called the Tana, so if he could argue. Tosa says, you don't have to come on to that. Just say we're talking about boiling hot, yes, or let us boil water. Just say that, and therefore that was a discussion earlier. And that's what the that's how you can have some Amorim or even Tanam or even Amorim argue. Either way, that's the machlokas. Amar Rabbi Yochanan Sha'al the Rabbi Gamliel Benosho Rabbi Va'ochal Taros. I asked Rabbi Gamliel, who was a very holy person. He ate Taros. V'Yamar Li Kol Gdoli Goli Osen Kane. Everybody uses this hot water, so it's okay. Chami Tveria. What about Chami Tveria? You allowed to use them? Chizki Amar Ein Not Lemem Liadayim. When Chazal were misaking to Netilas Yadayim, they said you have to use water that was not from Chamitveria. Chamitveria is a different type of water. That's toveling water. That's not notaling water. Says the Rashi adds in, obviously, if it has Memsa'ah, because Memsa'ah is the minimum for mikvah. By the way, in Mitzvah Shir last week, we did the Mitzvah of Tevila B'mikvah. So feel free, those of you who are literally to the Mitzvah Shir, and that's where we are up to, the middle of Parshas Mitzora. For Rabbi Yochanan Amar, Kol Gufo Tovo Behen, Avalopanov Yadav Araglov. What? You could Tovo your whole body in a mikvah, but not your hands and feet. Hasha Kol Gufo Tovo Behen, Panayadav Araglov Kol Shekein. How can you suggest that you can't put your hands, do Netilas Yadayim with this water, if you can put your whole body into the water? So Amar Papa Azar Baba says, you're right, this is the machlokas, as follows. Bim koman to kuli amal pligi deshari. Everybody agrees the Chami Tveria, where they are, so that's mutter. We're going to do everything in the Chami Tveria. Mishkal mi nayu bimana, if you put it all in a kli, if you take it into a kli, to kuli amal pligi de asir. Then everybody agrees it is asir. Why? Rashi explains. Techi tikin, a little bit down. Techi tikin rabbana netila, lav bachamin tikin. You need water. This water was never cool. This water was always the source of Chami Tveria, and Chazal were not misaking you to do Netila there.
Was it running?
Sorry?
Was it running?
Chami Tveria. Tveria was right. It's from the spring, from the hot springs. So Tevilas Yadayim. You don't need mikvah, right?
You don't need running
water for tefillah. Ki pligi de paskinu babas birsa. The machlokas is where the Chami Tveria water went over to another little area, not totally connected to the original area. And the question is, are we going to be gozer atu kalim? Marsover gazrinan bas birsa atu manu marsover lo gazrinan. It's machlokas whether we're gozer in that case. Kitanoi, and that same issue comes up in the following Tosefta. Mayim shenifsalu mishdias behema, disgusting water, dirty water, right? Nifsalu, even an animal wouldn't drink it. Rashi quotes, sruchin o chami tveria, because the animals won't drink chami tveria either. So, bikalim psulin bikarka ksherin. In Kalim, they are pasul. That's totally bad. Nothing good. But Karkav is still kosher. It is kosher. Rashi quotes, Lahat bul yadav. It's still a mikvah. You can be tovel your hands in there. Rav Shimon Elazar, Omer apa karka, tovel ben kol gufa, v'lo panav yadav araglav. The same thing. By karka, you can put your whole body in. But apa the yadav araglav, hasha kol gufa tovel ben, panav yadav araglav, v'kol shekein. So what's the machlokas about? Same kind of flow. El olav, what must be under discussion? To paskinu babas birsa, that must be the case where you have a separate area where the water went to. Ubaha pligi to marsav gazrina bas birsa atu manu marsav lo gazrina. Some say this is similar to a kli because it's in a separate area, so it's going to be gozer. And the other day it says we are not gozer. Period. Okay, next. Amar Rav Idi bar Avin, Amar Rav Yisrael bar Ashion. Netilas yadayim lechulin mipnei srach truma va'od misha mitzvah. Why do we do netilas yadayim today? Why do we wash our hands today? So says Rav Idi mipnei srach truma. It goes all the way back to truma issues. And even if you're not a kohen, and even if we don't have truma today, still that's why we wash our hands, because of srach truma and because of mitzvah. What mitzvah? But it's not srach truma, it's not a mitzvah. My mitzvah, Amar Abaya, mitzvah lishmoa divrei chachamim. It's mitzvah to listen to the Rabbanon. So that's what it means. There's a real chashash, and also it was a full-fledged takana that Chazal told you to do. Rava Amar, a little different. Let's read this first, and we'll talk about it. Rava Amar, mitzvah l'shmoah, divrei Rabbi Elazar ben Arach. Even stronger, it's mitzvah to listen to Rabbi Elazar ben Arach, who interpreted a pasuk in the Torah. It's not purely Rabbanon. It's how the Rabbanon interpreted a pasuk in the Torah for Netilas Yadayim. Tosas points out this doesn't mean a real din daraisa. It's not a smachta related, but it's still stronger than just a pure din Rabbanon. Tichsiv, because the pasuk says, V'kol asher yigabo hazav, v'yadav lo shadav amayim. Pasuk says, anything that is zav, one of the avos atumas, zav, one of the mechusri kapara, zav, zav, you'll let this in mitzorah. He's tummy for, he has some type of emission that comes out of him. He's tummy for a week. It's a regular carbon. So anything asher yigabo hazav that touches a zav will become tamei, because the zav is an avatuma. He's a tamei people. V'yadav l'shutaf amayim, and his hands were not washed. Hands were not washed. The whole body's got to be in the mikvah. So Amar Rav Elazar ben Arach, mikan samchu chacham netilas yadayim in a Torah. This is a smach. This is a smach to netilas yadayim. Midaraisa, really, because you can't take it literally. Because the Zav, if somebody touches the Zav, he's got to go to the mikvah to be Matar himself. Not just the hands, but this is a smach. Amar Rav Elazar ben Nachman, my mashma dechsiv, v'yadav l'shotav amayim, hashataf tahar, hatfila boy. Right, he's just bothered. When it says, if you didn't wash your hands, you're tamei. If you wash your hands, you're tar. He needs to jump in a mikvah, not just his hands. So, el hachika amar, va'acher shelo shutaf tamei. But someone else who touches that person that didn't wash his hands would be tamei. That's what Rashi says. You have to add in a couple of words. Fourth to last skinny line. El hachikamar. Hanogea bizav. Umi she'eino shotev as yadav. Shnehem tameyin. Just open a separate statement. V'asmachta ba'alma, who is a totally somebody who's tamei. And somebody didn't wash their hands. So then he, right, midurabanan, his hands are considered shniyim l'tuma, and therefore they're considered pasul and tameh for truma, and the extension of that is even chulin. That's what Chazal, where goes there, and made the takana.
So what's the pshat
in the pasuk? V'yadav has to be v'gufo, right? It's not, it has to be your hands as part of the body. Okay.
Somebody who touches a zav is not tameh.
No, zav is an avatuma. Somebody says zav is tamei. This phrase is not referring to him. It's an acher shelo shuta. This phrase is not referring to him. Just in terms of reviewing, we're going to have a couple of chelik beis and mishnah berurah coming up a lot these couple of days. Yesterday we had mayim achronim. Today we have a few things. First, netilas yadayim. Right, a summary of this whole discussion is the beginning of something kufrin ches, beginning of hilchos netilas yadayim. The mishnah berurah quotes, tam takarnas netilas zumi shnei dvarim. Two reasons why we wash our hands before we eat bread today. Echa nipnei srach truma. Hainu, kivat shaydayim askani osem and ogen b'chol davar, because our hands touch everything. Ubizvah shaynoi tumah v'tara, v'akonim achlu truma, in the days of tumah v'tara, and the konim ate truma, hayu tzrichan lito yidem 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 sofrim, kodim achilas truma, kadei shalitam uhubin igiyasa. That was a din. They had to wash their hands before eating truma. U kadei shi regilin konim gam bazeh, gozru gam kein al kolish Yisrael, ha'ochel pas, sha'osr lechol ashi itol yadav. So it's an extension of Yisrael atu konim. Every time we wash our hands, we're helping out our Kohanim friends. Right, that's why we're doing it. V'gam achshav, she'i Kohanim ochlin shuma, lo batzla takanazu. Kidei, every time we wash our hands, we should think about Mashiach. Kidei, she'i regilin b'nei Yisrael, k'she'i b'nei b'nei samikdash b'mer of Yameinu, lecho b'tara. That's it. Unbelievable. Every time we wash our hands for a suda, we got to think about, well, I'm doing this because of b'mer y'b'nei b'nei samikdash. Is it an exera? I think it's kulachad exerahi, you would say, that part of the original, you know, that washing the hands for truma, for kohanim, could be a dinah. I don't know if that's exera. I'm saying if it was tuma vitara, that was knowing, they still walked into the mikdash there, they still had a karbanus. Lachor, yes. Yes, for sure then. For sure then. I mean, it would only be post mikdash.
So the
Kohen
would never forget.
No, I'm saying, but it says that even then, Gazer Kamei Yadav. I think even Bismanahu. You have to check the Gemara's in Shabbos, which are the sources for all this, but when exactly it started. But I think it might have started even then. And then, of course, the other reason is Nikias Vatara. We should have clean hands when we wash and we say Berchazamaz. Okay, weiter. Let's continue. Amr Abelazar. I was going to get into a lot more about Lo Sasser here, but we don't have time. About Mitzvah Lishmol Adivrei Chachamim, about listening to Machlokas Rambam Ramban, but we'll leave that for now. Amar Rabbi Lazar, Amar Rabbi Oshia, B'lo Amar Netilas Yadayim LePeiros, Ala Mishum Nikiyus. The reason that you have to wash your hands before you eat fruit is because of Nikiyus. Savar Mina Chovahu Dolekah HaMitzvah Ika. So we think that means that it's not, there's no obligation to wash one's hands before eating fruit, but there's still a mitzvah too. Amaluhu Rabba, no, lo chov of lo mitzvah, lo reshus. There's no reason. Why do you have to wash your hands before eating fruit? We'll get to karpas in a minute. But el reshus is just a reshus. We'll plead with Rav Nachman. Rav Nachman says no. He argues with Rav Nachman because Rav Nachman says it's not even a reshus. It's a bad idea. To Amar Rav Nachman, hanotul yadav lepeiros eino ela migasi haruach. It's haughtiness because nobody washes their hands for fruit. What do you have to wash your hands for fruit for? For the kiyus? No, you do that for bread. You don't have to wash it for fruit, and therefore, Rav Nachman said it's not even a reshus. The Rishonim point out here, I brought it from the Ritva. Ritva says this applies to two things. Number one, that's only if the fruit is clean. If the fruit is not clean, you can wash off the fruit, you can wash off your hands. If this only applies that it gasei ruach is bad if it is kipirish kishayadab nekios, when your hands are already clean. Avalameina nekios, sarach litolosan, shabirchas aperos, deboil of ruchay mios. If you're going to make a bracha, your hands should be clean. Mio, you don't have to use water. You can use kolmi de demanki, number one. And then number two, he quotes, which obviously we know from Hilchas Machshirin, and that is, this is only if the fruit never got wet. If the fruit has become wet in the past, and even if it's dry now, but we know that now that fruit is chukshal kabal tuma, one of the seven liquids touched it, and therefore one needs to, bisman amikdash, they did this, they were very makbid on this, to wash their hands before they, because the hands are considered shnios latuma, and therefore we don't want to be matami the fruit that we are about to eat. And the fruit can be makabal tuma if it has gotten wet in its history. And this is the big discussion on the Seder night, why we do karpas. We do karpas zechal amikdash, because we dafka dip it in salt water to make sure it's gotten wet, and then we eat it with our hands. We've said not with a fork, because then you didn't have to wash your hands. We eat it with our hands because of this halacha. The Taz is very upset. The Taz says, we don't do this all year. What hypocrites are we? So why should we do it on the Seder night? Taz is very upset, but we do it. Zechel Mikdash, because this is what they used to do in the Mikdash. But this is the discussion in Simin, Simin Kufnun Ches, where the Shulchan Aruch says, "Im ochel davar shetibulo be'echad b'shiva mashkin." If somebody is eating something that's gotten wet or was going to get wet with one of the seven liquids, afilo ein yadav nevas welcome mashkin tzorach latila below bracha. You need to see the tila below bracha. Now what?
If it's gotten wet,
but you wash it off. Yeah, wash it off afterwards. The halach is even if it's gotten dry afterwards. Right. So that's what the tibula. Okay, but that's the general language of the seven mashkas. Tibula mashka. They're interesting though. The next Shulchan Aruch hanotel yadol lepeiros harizim migasi aruach. So they're both quoted one after another. The halacha of washing and the halacha of migasi aruach. And of course the Achronim say that we don't do this bezman hazeh. Olam noagim shelo lito v'yishlam amashi yismochu. Aval harbi Achronim hechmiru. Some are machmir. The Mishnah Berurah quotes. Okay, we go weiter. Says the Gemara. Amar Abba Bar Chana Ahavi Ka'im Nakamei Rabbi Ami V'Ravasi. I was in front of these great rabbis. Aishu L'Kamei Okakala DePeirei. They brought a basket of fruit. For Achluv Lo Mashi Yadayu. They brought a basket of fruit and they ate from it. They did not wash their hands beforehand. For Lo Yavilei Midi, and they did not give me any to partake of from Ubar Kochad V'Chad L'Chudi. And then they each benched themselves. So Shmami Natlas, I learned three things from that story. Shmami no, ain't until you're down the papers. Number one, you don't have to wash your hands for fruit, like we said before. Well, Shmami no, ain't mezamnin al papers. And number two, we don't make a zimun with peros. Meaning, if they would have given, they didn't make me join in. So maybe I could have joined in, and they could have had a zimun. No, ain't mezamnin al papers. Number two, and number three, Shmami no, shnayim shachlu mitzvalichalik. If two people eat, then one person does not bench for the other one, like they used to do in the days of old, that one person bench for all, but call Ram. We don't do this bezman hazeh. The early Achronim already say, because we can't have proper kavana, one person benching for everybody else, so we may be the first bracha, but other than that, we all say it ourselves. So if you have two people, mitzvah lichalik, they all bench, but without a zimun, for sure. If you have two people, mitzvah lichalik, and they can be mechalik, they don't bench one for everyone together. Tani Nami Hachi, we also learned this in a brisa. Shnayim she'achlu mitzvah lechalik. B'medver amurim shahayu shnayim sofrim. This only applies if they both have the ability to bench. Aval echad sofer v'echad bor. If one of them doesn't know benching, then sofrim mevarechu bar yotzei. Then the bor, then the fool who does not know how to bench, he can bench as well, be yotzei from the other person. Okay, good. Tanur Rabbanan, finishing up. Natilas yadayim lechulis. Now we have a couple of opinions. How far does Natilas, why is all this here? Remember, because we spoke about washing between cheese and meat, v'chulu. We'll get back to Kashrus in a little while. So Tanur Rabbanan. So Natilas yadayim lechulin ala perek. Natilas yadayim for chulin goes until the perek. L'truma ala perek. Kiddush ha'raglayim b'mikdash ala perek. So we have for chulin, for truma, and for avoda. They all say ara perek. So Rashi quotes, it doesn't all mean the same thing. You go knuckle by knuckle. The first one means the first knuckles, what we would call the second knuckles. The second one, that was for chulin. For truma, goes to where the fingers meet the hand. And then the third one is the wrist. And those are the three suggestions. That's what Rashi says on top. That's what the Bryce is referring to. V'chol davar shechotzeis p'tfilas aguf. And anything that is chotzeis for tefillah in a mikvah on the guf, chotzeis for tefillah shadayim lechulin is also chotzeis for tefillah shadayim. Right? One, we have to be aware of this. Sometimes we have band-aids, rings, whatever it is on the hands. That's why we have to be careful for chatzitza, for tefillah shadayim as well. Ubekiddush shadayim raglayim b'mikdash. And obviously, when the kohanim do kiddush shadayim raglayim in the base of b'mikdash, they also have to be worried about chatzitza. Tosfos here asks, Tosfos in Dibur HaSavah Kol, he quotes Rav Avraham ben Harav Rabbi Moshe, the Ravam. Of course, then in the Tosefta Mikvos, they seem to say that you don't have to worry about chatzitza for chulin. So Tosefta is mechalik between touching chulin and eating chulin. Touching, you could touch bread without washing your hands, but eating it, then one has to be careful. That's what Tosefta says. You got to be careful. V'tzorach lizayir b'shas tefila mitit ubatik shachatzis pora and dirt under the fingernails to chotzis in betfila. He says, "Miyachino makpid." No, if it's on a minority of the hand, and it, when one is not makpid about it, we still try to get it off the chachilu. But b'diavet, it would be okay. But that is all hilchas chatzitza, which are shayach for netilas yadayim. Next, Amar Rav, ad kan lechulin, ad kan letruma. Rav was giving shir, and he showed his shayin. He says, "This is where you go for chulin, this is where you go for truma." Shmuel Amar, ad kan bein lechulin, bein letruma lechumra. Shmuel was machmir. His chulin shiurim was raised like the truma shiurim. Rav Sheshes Amar, ad kan bein lechulin, bein letruma lekula. Rav Sheshes was more mekel in both of those cases. He used the smaller shiur. Right, Shmuel says, Shmuel, Perika Chulin Vashuma, Rashi says, Shavin, Ula Chumra, Beperika Shlishi, Vahusha Begav Hayad. The third one we were talking about, so he said you have to use it all for, I'm not sure if he's talking about the wrist all the way up, or just the more Machra one where the fingers touch the hand. Amar Rav Hedya. Seems that way, different opinions. Omar Bar Hedya, Havi Kimna Kamid Rabbi Ami, I was once a friend of Rabbi Ami, but Omar Arkam Bain Lechulin Bain Lechuma Lechumra, and he said it's Lechumra, he said it like Shmuel, Velotema Rabbi Ami, Rishum de Kohenu, and don't say he just said this because he was a Kohen, to Rabbi Mesha Bar Bereid Rabbi Yeshua Ben Levi, who Levoi, he was a Levi, and he was there, Viyamar Arkam Bain Lechulin Bain Lechuma Lechumra, so he wasn't only saying it for Kahanim, he was saying it for others as well. The Ritva here has a discussion whether one could suggest there are different halachas of chatzitza for different types of people. The Ritva discusses, what about men and women? Would they have different halachas of chatzitza? What about people, bakers, who don't really care as much how much dough is on their hands? What about painters? It says, Misha yadav tzvuos imhu uman, eino chotzeis betfila, v'lo menetilas yadayim. Dom el masha amru, revav al besara chotzeis, v'imhu moche revav, eino chotzeis. V'chein hanashim, shidein tzvuos, ba'al chana. Some type of makeup. Lehis yapos, eino chotzeis. That is a big discussion whether, how do you determine chatzitza? We do paskin, as he, as the Shulchan Aruch knows, in Hilchas Nida, that makpid, if somebody's makpid at something, it doesn't mean that they're makpid always. It means that they're makpid at any time. That's why by rings, they quote that because I'll take off my ring when I'm kneading dough for challah. So even though the other 98% of my life I'm not makpid and I always like to have it on, but still that's called kmeida, and therefore one has to take it off. Again, if it wasn't taken off, sometimes in the winter women can't get their rings off. Get their rings off, their fingers are expanded. So if you can't get it off, can't get it off. So then we say it's me and Shano makpid. What can you do? There's nothing like to say. There's still a lot of eat bread and after washing their hands. But you can't get it, off. So we do our best. We do our best. And Kadosh Baruch Hu understands. For Tevila also, I remember I had one child a couple years ago. Got to be about 10 years ago now. That so a woman was at the mikvah. She couldn't get a ring off. They tried with everything. Couldn't agree. Well, so we're not gonna say a woman can't go to the mikvah. In that case, she has to cut it off. And then I remember the exact details. It was a long time ago. But that's miyachei no makbe b'di'evid, which we'd be okay with. Okay, we'll stop here. And then Hashem, I'm not paskening. Nobody should take that as a psak from. But I don't remember all the exact details of the case. But we will stop here. Again, hopefully the Ian shear from yesterday is up, waiting between Fleishiks and Milchiks, and the mitzvah shear continues also, both on OU.org. And Hashem, we will continue.
So she can go to mikvah without getting the ring off, you said.